One little-known provision of the proposed federal welfare overhaul would allow low-income parents to meet part of their work requirements through organized activities with their children. Out of a 40-hour work week, parents would be able to devote up to 16 hours to child-related activities. Wade Horn is Assistant Secretary for Children and Families at the Department of Health and Human Services. He walks us through how the program would work.
A parent could volunteer at their child's Head Start Center if the child was enrolled in Head Start for up to 16 hours a week. Or if the child's in school, they could volunteer at the school. Or if the child goes to an after-school activity that is a positive youth development experience, and the parent could go and join the child there and be part of that program. The idea is that it would have to be a joint activity. The activity would have to be reasonably structured, so you couldn't just say, gee, I'm going to go home and watch television with my child. And it would have to be reasonably monitored by the state agency.
Let me ask you about sports. Taking your child to a sporting event, watching that event, encouraging your child at that event, youth soccer or something like that, would that qualify?
If you simply went to your child's sporting event, sat in the stands and viewed it, I think that wouldn't pass the test of a joint child-parent experience. However, if your child was involved in an after-school activity that was a sporting activity, and you volunteered to be an assistant coach or in some way were involved in that activity with your child in a structured way, that would certainly count.
Your proposal raises the amount of time required from a welfare recipient from 30 hours to 40 hours, the time required by the government. The critics say, this is just too much of a burden. How would you respond to them?
Well, it's very important the kinds of messages that the welfare system gives to welfare recipients in terms of expectations for the behavior. The old system before 1996 gave the expectation that you were entitled to a lifetime of cash without any expectation of doing anything in return. That system fundamentally was changed in 1996 with the passage of the welfare reform legislation, in which it said you're really only entitled to up to 5 years of cash assistance, and in return you have to do something. But that something was defined as 30 hours a week. Hence the message was, full-time work in America is a 30-hour work week. Well, the fact of the matter is, for most Americans, a full-time job is not 30 hours a week, it's 40 hours a week. So we thought it's important to give a message to welfare recipients that when we talk about full-time work, it really is a 40-hour work week, not a 30-hour work week.
How would you answer this criticism? Most of us would like to have more time with our children, but we've got to work 40 hours a week. We don't have the 16 hours a week to take for activities with our children. Why not make welfare recipients work that full 40 hours?
My answer to that is this. It seems to us that an important historic purpose of welfare is not just to move people towards employment, but also to improve the well-being of children. And if we take that piece, that goal seriously, we ought to structure into what we expect from welfare recipients, opportunities to improve the well-being of their kids, not just simply by going to work and therefore showing a model of work for their kids, and certainly that is very important, but also to give them the flexibility and give the state agencies the flexibility to structure in some activities which the parent and the child can do together that is in service of the well-being of that child in ways in addition to seeing a parent get up every day and go to work.
Wade Horn is Assistant Secretary for Children and Families at the Department of Health and Human Services. Thanks very much, Mr. Horn.
It's my pleasure.